Aren't they good? The Lawrence Community Orchestra. Their director is Rachel Dirks, but that was with Matt Smith, recorded in 2015. That was the Dragons of Alcala from Carmen, the music of Georges Bizet, by the group that's featured in the KPR Spotlight this month. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad to be with you, my classical friend. Next we'll have Franz Josef Haydn, a rare one with a nickname, the Serenade String Quartet from Opus 3. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes mostly from you, but also from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com. This is KPR. There's one of those Haydn string quartets where one movement is way more popular than the whole thing. The parts are greater than the whole, maybe. That Serenade movement, which is the nickname of this one. String quartet in F major, Opus 3, an early one by Haydn, played by the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. It's about 9:22. Next, Roses from the South. On this beautiful summer morning, like Jay Schaefer said this morning, get outside. It's only supposed to be a high of 75, and it's a delicious, crisp 63 degrees in Lawrence right now. We are live and local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. It's billed as the world's greatest classical music festival, and tonight the BBC Proms returns for 9 weekly concerts from London's Royal Albert Hall. Opening night of the Proms features the BBC Symphony and Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 and Handel's Overture for the Royal Fireworks. The Proms are back. Kicking off tonight at 7 on all KPR1 stations, the opening night of the Proms. Here are the Roses from the South by Johann Strauss Jr. on KPR. There's some happy music from Johann Strauss Jr., Roses from the South, with Eugene Ormandy and the fabulous Philadelphians. Next on Kansas Public Radio, a very good pianist. I've heard his name said Arturo Michelangeli, and of course Michelangeli. He was a great pianist who did not record a lot, but he did leave a great recording of the four ballads, Opus 10 for piano by Johannes Brahms. We'll hear those next on Kansas Public Radio. Support for all the great music this morning on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, cotton, with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Here's the Brahms on KPR. That's the fine piano playing of Arturo Michelangeli, or Michelangeli. You can say it either way. He was a great pianist who did not record a lot. He would perform, but not so many recordings are left. But those were his interpretations of the four ballades or ballads from Opus 10 by Johannes Brahms here on KPR Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR News.
Hear more about that at 3 o'clock when All Things Considered starts each weekday afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire and entertain the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org. Support for news next on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations, more information at cromwellenvironmental.com. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva.
Watchdog group Media Matters has cost that nonprofit organization millions of dollars in a matter of months and prompted layoffs. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Oracle. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure is a platform for database, application development, and AI designed to provide cloud services wherever users need it. Learn more at oracle.com/radio. And this is Radio, Kansas Public Radio, on KPR. Air for Strings by Norman DeLaJoyo on Kansas Public Radio. David Amos led the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning. After we hear a Boccherini symphony, we'll hear a brand new recording. James Adler, pianist, playing both of the arabesques by Claude Debussy. And then an original song, a new art song by James Adler. Hope is the Thing with Feathers. And if that title sounds a little familiar to you, well, hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. Emily Dickinson's poem. So we'll hear that in a little bit. Also, a symphony by Mozart's dad. But next on KPR, we've got the Luigi Boccherini, Symphony No. 3 in D minor on KPR. Luigi Boccherini, his Symphony No. 3 in D minor, with the German Academy of Noise here on Kansas Public Radio. And next, we have a brand new recording to debut on KPR of some beloved music by Claude Debussy. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 String Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. In a bit, we'll hear an art song written by the performer we'll hear next. He has a brand new album out on the Troy Albany label, which you can get right away. Times are amazing. On Amazon, it's James Adler, pianist, and the name of the album is Reflections. And he's recorded Kinderszenen, scenes from childhood, on this, and it begins with a Curtis reflection. James Adler went to Curtis. That is the hardest music college to get into. And that's where Leonard Bernstein went. It's a great place. So he has some music that he wrote and performs about that. Also music by Henko Asbag, Paul Turok, and Debussy. Here are the two arabesques, played by James Adler on KPR. Pianist James Adler, indeed playing whimsically and gracefully to match the music of Claude Debussy, both of the arabesques. That's on a brand new Albany CD that you can get through Amazon. You can stream it there. And the name of the album is Reflections. It also has music, also has the Scenes from Childhood by Robert Schumann. Well, next we'll hear an art song. This is also pretty new. It's from an Albany CD called That Star in the Picture that came out last year, I think. It's music by James Adler, and it's a collection of new art songs that he's written. Let's listen now to singer Perry Sook, baritone, explain to us how and why, in the words of Emily Dickinson and the music of James Adler, hope is the thing with feathers. That's a new art song by James Adler. Hope is the thing with feathers. It's the bird inside of us that keeps us warm and never asks anything of us. The words of Emily Dickinson, set to music by James Adler. That's a recording 2023 on the Albany label, recorded live at the Yamaha Artist Services Studio in New York City. That Star in the Picture is the name of the collection, and we heard Perry Sook singing. Adam Fisher was the cellist and the composer, James Adler at the piano. James Adler, That Star in the Picture, and his brand new CD just out, Reflections. You can find them anywhere you get your music. And we hope you get it here from KPR. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio. 16 minutes now before 11 o'clock. Next hour, we've got two pieces by Samuel Barber and an adagio, not by Barber, but by Zoltán Kodály. Also, the Dohnányi Piano Quintet. But next on KPR, here is Mozart's dad, Leopold Mozart, for the Eisen Sinfonia on KPR. The Sinfonia Eisen by Leopold Mozart, the well-known Mozart's father, with Kevin Mallon and the Toronto Chamber Orchestra this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Something interesting by Samuel Barber that we don't hear too often. In just a few minutes after the news, we'll be hearing Mutations from Bach. Sounds very Bach-like. And then also a piece that he wrote for oboe, played by the Nashville Chamber Orchestra. Then we'll hear the same group do an adagio, but not that famous one by Barber, but an equally good one, a bit obscure, by Zoltán Kodály, before we hear some chamber music by Ernst von Dohnányi. That's all ahead in the next hour here on KPR, where support for the classical music comes from the Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting two nights of musical storytelling with Gilbert and Sullivan's comedic opera about the legal system, Trial by Jury, Thursday and Saturday, August 17th, August 19th, at Theatre Lawrence. Tickets available now at lawrenceopera.org.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Join us at 3 o'clock for the next All Things Considered here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and KansasPublicRadio.org. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982. Offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com. It's 11:01. Good morning. It's KPR.
Likes, points, the S&P's off 1, NASDAQ down 29. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, price and coverage match limited by state law. Good morning. This is KPR. Mutations from Bach is the name of that, by Samuel Barber, with Maren Alsop and the Royal Scottish Orchestra. That was written late in the life of Samuel Barber. Well, he lived until 1981. That was from the late 60s, and next on KPR, we'll hear one of the last things that he wrote, Canzonetta for Oboe, which was supposed to be the middle movement of an oboe concerto. It was from 1978, the New York Philharmonic had commissioned Barber and paid him to write an oboe concerto, but that was all that he'd written. The early 70s were a profoundly unhappy time for American composer Samuel Barber. His opera, Antony and Cleopatra, had flopped. His romantic relationship with Giancarlo Menotti had ended, and he was forced to sell Capricorn, their beloved Mount Kisco, home. He was very depressed and battling alcoholism. And he expressed his emotions very well in three songs, Opus 45, a short song cycle, where he used James Joyce's translation of a poet named Keller, a poem called Da hab ich gar die Rose aufgegessen, or Now Have I Fed and Eaten Up the Rose. And the poem details the man's last supper, an unfortunate man who, I think this only appealed to him in his extreme depression, woke up to find himself buried alive. At the time, Barber said, I did not know it was possible to be this unhappy and live. So the poor guy had eaten a flower for his last supper from his own funeral corsage. Very dark time for Samuel Barber. But from this time came this piece, the Canzonetta for Oboe. Here it is on KPR. One of the last things Barber ever wrote, Samuel Barber's Canzonetta for Oboe. With Paul Gamble and the Nashville Chamber Orchestra and oboist Paula Engerer. Let's hear the same group next perform an adagio, not the famous one by Samuel Barber, but this is by Zoltan Kodály, now on KPR from 1905. By Zoltan Kodály, a young work from 1905, Adagio, with Paul Gamble's Nashville Chamber Orchestra accompanying P. David Hancock, cellist, this morning on KPR. Next, and also early work, in fact, Hungarian, also composer Ernst von Dohnányi, had just finished 1 year of college when he wrote the next piece. We'll hear on KPR when he was at what's now called the Franz Liszt Academy. We'll have an operatic tone for the noon hour when we open with the Donna Diana overture by Reznicek, and a fine example of Schubert's string prowess with a beautiful quartet. Classical music with Jeff Watson from noon to three on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. I'll be with you for the next half hour, in which we'll enjoy that Dohnányi early piece. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting Mozart's Don Giovanni, a tale of the infamous seducer navigating through a world of love, lust, and revenge. Friday, August 16th, and Sunday, August 18th, at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. Here's the Ernst von Dohnányi. Although he was only 17, he wrote this in the grand romantic tradition. Piano Quintet in C Minor, Opus 1, by Dohnányi. It's the Cleveland Quartet, plus pianist Barry Snyder on KPR. With pianist Barry Snyder, plus the Cleveland Quartet. A fiery performance of Opus 1 by Ernst von Dohnányi. We've heard the Piano Quintet in C Minor, Opus 1. He wrote that the summer after his first year in music school. Music by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi. Jeff Watson has an operatic tone for the noon hour when we open with the Donna Diana Overture by Reznicek. And a fine example of Schubert's string prowess with a beautiful quartet. Classical music from noon to three on KPR. You can check our playlists running all the time at kansaspublicradio.org.
Employees across the country are having a hard time letting go of remote and hybrid work schedules. In Philadelphia, city workers are weighing whether return to office is worth the loss of family time.
You're taking away a benefit that we've had, and it wasn't something we had for a couple weeks or a couple months. It was 4 years.
To return or not to return to the office, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that starting at 3 this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Great weather, it's a little weird, isn't it? It's currently just 68 degrees in Lawrence, a high of only 75. We have light northern breezes. Tonight's low 59. Saturday should be a little sunny with a high near 78. We have a 20% chance for showers Saturday night. The low of 60 and Sunday's high only 77, along with a 50% chance of rain. Support for news comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News.